From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, another casualty of high oil prices. United Airlines said it's getting rid of 70 planes. United says it can't afford the fuel to fly them. It'll also close down its low-cost service called TED. Even in good times, with affordable fuel, managing an airline is challenging. NPR's Frank Langford explains why it's so tough to turn a profit in the airline industry.
To appreciate the hazards of running an airline, come here to the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., and just look up. I'm standing in a new exhibit, America by Air, and hanging from the rafters is a graveyard of famous brands. There's an old mail plane from TWA, a twin prop from Eastern, and a model of the old Pan Am Clipper. What happened to these companies? In a word, competition. 30 years ago, the government deregulated the airline business, opening it to all comers. Things have never been the same. Bob Vanderlinden is a historian with the museum.
Without that government protection, a lot of these airlines really didn't know what to do. And in many cases, they've been so used to operating in a regulated environment, they really didn't know how to compete in the real world.
Since deregulation, carriers have lost more than $13 billion, according to the Air Transport Association. Yes, you heard that right. Over the last three decades, the industry hasn't made any money. It's lost a fortune. In fact, more than 200 companies have disappeared, and that includes some low-cost upstarts. Remember People's Express out of Newark? Or Independence Air at Washington's Dulles Airport?
Independence Air will bring low fares to new people in 35 cities this summer.
But after a year and a half, Independence Air shut down. In recent months, surging fuel costs have forced more companies to close, like Aloha Airlines, or go bankrupt, like Frontier. Dan Petrie is dean at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Florida. He says airlines just aren't built for today's high fuel prices.
The current crisis really focuses on the problems associated with $130 a barrel oil. That didn't figure into anyone's business model.
Airlines struggle for a number of reasons. For one, their fortunes are closely tied to the larger economy. The Smithsonian's Bob Vanderlinden explains.
The industry is very cyclical. We have, the economy now is either in recession or approaching it, depending on your definition. People won't fly as much. So that puts great economic pressures on the airlines.
And when conditions change quickly, it's hard for airlines to do the same. Companies have long-term commitments, like multi-year union contracts. They also have other big expenses. Bill Swellbar is an air transport researcher at MIT.
Every time an airline goes out to buy a narrow-body airplane today, just one airplane, $40 million.
Michael E. Levine says all these factors make it tough to plan ahead. Levine served as a senior executive with Northwest and Continental, so I had to ask him.
Why would anyone get in the airline business these days?
First of all, it's a fascinating business. At the entertainment level, if you have a high tolerance for pain, it's like playing three-dimensional chess on a 30-second time clock.
And there's another attraction. Levine calls it the adolescent obsession factor.
I really like airplanes. And, I don't think that's irrelevant. I doubt that all that many people go into manufacturing pipes because they really like pipes.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
In the 1950s and 1960s, flying was glamorous. Tickets were expensive, and only people with real money could afford them. The Smithsonian's Bob Vanderlinden recalls that back then, getting on a plane was an event.
Since it was more a middle-class, upper-middle-class affair to fly, people dressed, say, your Sunday best.
Deregulation changed all that. New competition forced airlines to cut ticket prices and made air travel available to the masses.
It's been estimated about 80% of the U.S. population has flown now, if not more. And if you can scratch together $50 to $100, you can fly.
But for how much longer? With jet fuel up more than 80% since last year, companies are cutting routes and charging for checked bags. Ticket prices are rising and could go even higher. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.